But also joining me now on the line is Social Democrats councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Chris Pender. Chris, you posted about these public transport increases on social media, and in particular, you're asking why Newbridge commuters are being asked to pay around 15% more for public transport. This is just after finally getting a fairer fare structure just under a year and a half ago.
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. Listen, it can't help but feel like, I suppose, deja vu all over again, and I get it. Listen, it's a 90 cent increase per day on a single ticket, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, between cost of living crisis and everything else, if you look at the then annual ticket, we're talking about a €290 increase. So it is a massive increase for the people of Newbridge, and not just Newbridge in general, but like we were lucky enough to get into the commuter zoning. But if you look at the likes of Athy and Monastrevin, they're looking at a 20% increase on some of their tickets. And I think one of the things that's really important to point out, and I think you pointed it out at the very beginning there, is the services that are actually being targeted by this 15% increase. It's not just trains. It's buses and it's local links. We have so many people travelling in from areas like Brannockstown, from Kilcullen, from Rathangan, from Robertstown, all of these places, using the local link service to get to a train to then get to work. So they're facing a 15% increase on their local link fare and a 15% increase on their train fare on top of everything else that's going on.
And what are the current fees that people in South Kildare are paying to get into the likes of Dublin and just kind of within that band?
Say again, within
if,
the...
So if for commuters, particularly Newbridge commuters, they had those fair prices introduced of around 17 months ago. So what are they currently paying to get in and out of the likes of Dublin, and kind of how much would they be paying with this 15% increase?
So currently a single ticket for an individual to go from Newbridge to Euston is €6 with the Leap card. And okay, it's a 90 minute fare. So if they are getting an onward bus journey in there, that does help out. So you're talking about six single, you're talking about 12 return. Forget about the onward journeys back out to other rural areas. So that in and of itself is instantly €12. You're talking about a 90 cent increase on top of each of those, which is an additional €1.80, which is €29 a month, or about €290 a year on top of everything else that they're currently paying. Now, obviously, there will be tax savers. There'll be all of these kind of things, which will change the structure and the cost that some people are paying. But that's still not an insignificant amount. And like you said, just over 17 months ago is when we got this. There's a similar situation in Cork where new fare structures were only recently introduced, and the NTA have explicitly said in their documents that they're not making any changes to Cork's costings because they want to give the new fare structure their time to bed down.
And
like I heard the Senator earlier on refer to the fact that this is the first significant increase since 2018 or something like that for a lot of places. Yeah, but it's like Newbridge has only been reduced from 10.35, I think is what it was, down to €6. And now we're seeing an increase less than 2 years after getting that reduction.
Mm. And I noted then, Chris, that you were saying that you will be pushing back on that increase. Would you be wanting for the €6 fare to be restored or kind of to stay what it is now once these increases come in, or are you asking or accepting a smaller increase than what's being proposed?
I think it needs to stay at the €6. Listen, I'm not denying that public transport comes at costs. I'm not denying that fuel has increased in cost. I'm not denying any of those things. But most of the major investment in transport infrastructure or in public transport infrastructure that we have seen in Kildare South specifically was back in 2021. I think Monastrevin train station was reopened in 2021, and that's the last large-scale kind of investment. Okay, we had a car park increase in Kildare Town, but that's about it. Newbridge commuters, Kildare Town commuters, Athy, Monastrevin, they're now being asked to pay even more for a service that they have not seen upgraded in over 20 years. It's not fair to expect people further and further out to keep continuing to pay increased fares without the investment to match. Again, the Senator earlier on referred to the fact that she has constituents in North County Dublin that can't stand on a, that can't even sit down on a train. Take a look at the trains that come in and out of Newbridge every morning, whether it's Grand Canal Dock or Euston. Like, I've had to get that train. I don't think I've ever once been able to sit down on that train. I've seen older people have to sit, stand on that train. Mm. Like, it's not acceptable to talk about increasing a fare without marrying it with that increased investment in the service. I'm all for public transport. I think I've said it to you before. I'm probably one of the few councillors that we have who is 100% dependent on public transport. So I see the things that people are dealing with every day when it comes to being able to get to and from work. And it's just not acceptable to think that, like you said, just over 17 months and we're now facing an increase on what is effectively a reduced fare, but an increase nonetheless.
Mm. Have you contacted or been engaging with the NTA about the concern specifically for the Newbridge commuters then?
I've actually sent in a Freedom of Information request to the NTA in relation to communication between itself, the Department of Transport and the Department of Public Expenditure, because I don't believe that the government have been blindsided by this. I genuinely don't. I looked at the minutes from a board meeting of the NTA where they indicated that the increase in the public service obligation funding that they got in last year's budget covered what they had, but no expansion. So, hearing a senator of a government party talk about the fact that this is significantly funded and we can't continue to indefinitely fund things. This is a public service. This is public transport that we're talking about. And yes, the NTA is responsible for increasing the fares and all of that kind of stuff. But the government is also responsible for ensuring that public transport is funded properly and effectively to the point that it is usable by people. We have seen it before with the privatisation of services where the government underfund it or don't fund it correctly to the point where it almost becomes useless or where people don't want to use it. And in my opinion, that's what we're seeing here again, because I've already had people tell me that instead of using the local link to get in from Milltown or wherever, they're now just going to drive their cars into Newbridge or drive their cars into Fallons. Mm. Like, we had so many people doing the right thing by taking two trips to commute, and now we're pushing them back into cars. Like, we were on the right track. And now it just seems like between the NTA's funding increase, which is moderate to be fair, but in the midst of a cost of living crisis, every moderate increase is a massive increase. Again, you heard Senator Clifford Lee talk about the funding that's been provided to private car drivers, effectively by reducing the excise on petrol and stuff like that. And again, we are in a cost of living crisis. I understand that, but we're effectively subsidising private cars while refusing to increase the funding towards public transport. What else are people going to do except for take the cheaper option when they're broke already?
Chris, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Social Democrats councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal, Chris Pender. And joining us before that was the Senator and Shannon Transport spokesperson, Lorraine Clifford Lee. Plenty of messages are coming in relation to public transport and these proposed fare increases. I will catch up with them after the break, but do keep them coming in. 0833 97.